Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maurice Jones-Drew, NFL running back with the Jacksonville Jaguars, now works with NFL Network. Joining us right now on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Maurice, good to have you with us. We appreciate your time today.
Hey, Maurice.
Hey, how you guys doing? No problem.
We're doing very well. First of all, let me ask you, congratulations to your Jacksonville Jaguars. Here you are, one win away from the Super Bowl. From 3-13 to the conference championship game, Maurice, how did it happen?
You know, they've had a ton of talent on this team. I really felt like Gus Bradley did a great job. Him and Dave Caldwell did a really good job of adding talented players. Obviously, 3-13 is not going to get it done, but when you bring in, you know, Coach Coughlin, he keeps Doug Marrone, and they bring the right assistants in there to come, you know, coach these guys. And you draft Leonard Fournette and Cam Robinson. You add some depth, some other pieces. Those things help. And so the defense, obviously, getting that fixed with Calais Campbell, A.J. Bouye, and Barry Church, those guys, you know, they've added the right pieces, and these guys believe. And so it helps when you start off the season with a 10-sack game and you win. And then they kind of went up and down a little bit, and they finally hit their groove. And I tell you what, man, this defense is playing lights out, and so is his offense right now, and they're clicking on all cylinders, and they're finding ways to win.
Yeah, how concerned is Jacksonville's defense with Brian Hoyer? I'm just kidding. How concerned are they?
Yeah, right. Well,
what's going to happen? First of all, and Hoyer's a kid from Cleveland. That's why I bring it up. But, look, I mean, we don't know if Tom Brady, he hasn't practiced. Don't you expect him to play? I would think it'd be very hard that he's not going to be in this game.
Yeah. I mean, it's the AFC Championship game. I think Tom is such a competitor that, you know, he didn't take all these reps in practice. He didn't take all these reps throughout the course of the season and you know, training at TB12 and eating all this food and doing all these different things to not play in the AFC Championship game. So, you know, I just left their facility yesterday, and they expect him to be there, and they expect him to play well, and they expect to go out there and play well. So they're excited. I think this is a, you know, I asked him, I said, is this a challenge for you guys? He goes, this is an opportunity to show how good we really are. Are we the team that we believe we are? This is going to be a great opportunity for us to see it. So they're excited about this chance and to go against, you know, the greatest of all time, and they're ready to go.
Maurice Jones-Drew joining us. Maurice, draft position sticks with a player throughout his entire career. You always hear Tom Brady was a sixth-round draft choice. You were the 60th player taken in your draft, second-round draft choice. And two things I want to bounce off you, and I think your draft position is the argument the other way, because you were an outstanding running back, had a great career, way up on all kinds of career lists, and you were a late second-round pick, which means there's talent in those spots. Leonard Fournette goes very high to Jacksonville. What, 10th overall pick? Browns have the first and fourth picks in the first round this year. If you're the Browns, do you take Saquon Barkley with one of those picks, knowing what a dynamic player he's expected to be, or do you wait and take another dynamic running back, because it's supposed to be a deep running back draft, later in the draft, maybe second, third round?
No, I think if I'm the Browns, I'm going to take Saquon as one of those two picks, and then double back and get another one probably in the third round.
Wow.
One of the things that's going to help, you know, you've seen the way Hugh and Sashi kind of built this roster. Now, I know things were a little, you know, they weren't on the same page, and all of a sudden Sashi's fired, and that's the business of it when you don't win. But they built this offensive line, and hopefully Joe Thomas comes back and you have these pieces. You want to get two or three young guys that can run the rock. And as you see in this league, when you get to the cold weather games, get to November, starts getting chilly, that's when your running backs start to make plays. So I would expect to see them take Saquon with one of those top five picks, with two of the top five picks, and then come back in the second or third round with another caliber running back, maybe the kid out of Georgia, Sonny Michael, and have a guy that can do some different things out of the backfield, So now that, you know, whoever you take, if you take a quarterback at one, or if you take a quarterback later in the draft, whatever it may be, he has guys that he can turn around and hand the ball off to that have the ability to take it to the house. And that's how you do it. And so if I'm the GM for the Browns, I'm definitely looking to bolster this offense. I feel like the defense, you spent a lot of high picks and money on the defense already. It's time now to get this offense going and get some help out there. I know you have Josh Gordon coming back, and he's done a great job. Possibly getting Terrell Pryor here in free agency as well, bring him back. And then you add some running backs out there, you're good to go.
Where's your confidence level on the Browns coming off at 0-16, but bringing John Dorsey in and kind of changing, we hope, changing the air in Berea and what happens in the future? What's your confidence level? What are the people around you saying about, hey, the Browns might actually wake up now?
Well, no, I think John Dorsey's done a great job. You have to remember what he did in Kansas City, drafting Eric Berry and a lot of those guys and building that team. And then seeing the success they've been able to sustain over the years after the drafts that he's had. So he definitely identifies talent really well, and he knows what the teams need. He's a guy that I think when he drafted Jamal Charles in the third round, which ends up being, you know, one of the better picks they had, as well as Eric Berry in the first. So they've done a good job. I just think right now it's time to go out and in Cleveland, and the way you change the culture is you, similar to what Jacksonville did, they went and got some guys that came from winning programs and that have an attitude of not liking to lose, and they're not okay with it. And so you got to find those guys. I think Saquon Barkley is another guy like that. I think there's a lot of running backs in this draft that I'm gonna get a chance to break down here the next, you know, month or so. That are from that, cut from that cloth, as well as a lot of players that are cut from that cloth. I think you want to bring guys from Alabama and the Georgias of the world, as well as, you know, guys that are used to winning, so they can help mold that culture into a winning culture.
Maurice Jones-Drew joining us, former NFL running back with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and now with the NFL Network. Maurice, it drove me nuts all year long when the Browns did not run the football and instead threw it what a lot of folks thought was way too much with a rookie quarterback. And you just said, if you were the Browns, you're taking Saquon Barkley and you're going and getting another guy in maybe the third, second, fourth round, bringing in another running back. So obviously you feel running the football is key for an NFL franchise. Am I reading that correctly?
It's not only key for an NFL franchise, it's key for a young quarterback. I think that's the biggest thing. And you have to understand, you still have to be able to evaluate your young quarterbacks as well. And I think that's what this year was about, was kind of evaluating and seeing the way Kaiser was going to be able to bounce back and how he was going to be able to play. I thought he played well in stretches, and he did some really good things. But you got to put some surrounding pieces around him. And so, you know, I definitely believe that if Cleveland goes out there and they get a, you know, similar to Jacksonville, where they paid Chris Ivory, you already drafted T.J. Yeldon in the second round, and then you go get Leonard Fournette. That's three dudes that can run the rock.
Yeah.
And so you're not, now you're kind of taking the pressure off your quarterback and putting it on the running back and allowing your offensive line to go forward and not always be going backwards. So Jacksonville saw it as a way to change the culture with a really good defense. And I think, you know, Greg Williams done a good job with that defense, the way they're flying around. And if they can stay healthy, they'll be fine. But you want to take pressure off your young quarterback. You don't want, you know, I think a lot of people, you see the Peyton Mannings and you see the Andrew Lux and you see these guys that are coming out early, but then you're also seeing these guys get banged up because guess what? They're getting hit a ton. So you want to make sure you take some of that pressure and some of that pounding off your quarterback and put it in different airport, really just give it to the running back and let him handle it, to be honest.
Maurice Jones-Drew joining us. Maurice, you watched Kaiser, you said, and you saw some things. The Browns are sitting here with a ton of cap space in the first and fourth picks. If you were running this team, would you invest in a quarterback with either, you know, like big money Kirk Cousins, trade Alex Smith, or a first or fourth pick overall? Or do you think Kaiser is a guy who could develop into a quarterback, or must you take one just because of the situation you're in with the draft?
Yeah, I think for me, I would take one in the draft, but I wouldn't hesitate to go and get Alex Smith or someone else. I don't think you're going to have to give him a first round to get Alex Smith, but you have so many second-rounders that may be a possibility, as well as, you know, there's other guys that you can go and get that can come in and still be able to play. And then let your quarterback – I'm a big person in the Aaron Rodgers theory of getting a quarterback to come in and teach
not only play for you and play well for you or try to play well for you, but to be a teacher as well. And that's part of the reason you're paying them. Now, a lot of guys probably wouldn't agree with that and say, you know, I want a fair chance to go out and compete. And that's fine. We'll give you that chance. But eventually, you know, our young quarterback that we either drafted one or four is going to be a guy that's going to come in and help change this franchise. I just, you know, before you put a quarterback out there, and I play with a lot of young ones, when you thrust them into the game so early and they're not prepared, it's hard for them to bounce back. Now, Blaine Gabbert's done a great job of bouncing back in Arizona and doing some really good things. But, you know, I felt like if Blaine would have sat a year or two and let David play, that Blaine would have been better prepared and ready to go out there and be the quarterback that we drafted him to be. So I'm not the microwaves. Like the league now is like a microwave. Put it in there, 2 minutes later, it's supposed to be out and ready. I'm more of a guy of the oven method where, you know, you marinate him, you take your time, you season him, and make sure that when he's out there, you have the pieces around him to be successful. Because in this league, if you're not successful early, it's going to be tough to bounce back from a lot of losses.
Yeah, what are you making for dinner at your house tonight? I'm coming over to your house.
Yeah, no, I'm actually going, like, you know, I'm trying to go grab something at Chipotle right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right, last question for you. Who do you like to go to the Super Bowl?
You know, I'm definitely a biased guy. I feel like the Jaguars match up well with the Patriots, really well with the Patriots, to be honest with you. I think they're a very talented team, more talented than what people give them credit to be. And I know that Tom Brady's there, and I know all this stuff with Tom Brady, but as long as they have that, we'll be fine. If the Jaguars are able to get up early, which I think they'll be able to do, they have a great chance to win this game. So I'm going to take the Jags, with all that being said. I'm going to take the Jaguars. I know all the Eagles fans that are listening. You know, I know you guys think I hate you, and I really don't. I love the Eagles. I love everything about them. But I just think Minnesota's been through so much over the last two or three years, losing Teddy Bridgewater and all the injuries last year and all the things that are going on, that they're more prepared for this situation than Philly is right now. And I think this is going to be where all the injuries and all the things come to a head right now. The coaches did a great job last week with doing the RPOs to help Nick Foles out.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if, like, now that Zimmer's seen your game plan, what will you be able to do? And so I think this is going to be a defensive game, but Case Keenum is going to outperform Nick Foles. The two Rams backup quarterbacks are going to perform and play well.
Maurice, a pleasure watching you play, and great to have you with us today.
Appreciate your time.
No, listen, guys, I got to come back, too, because if we're going to be talking draft strategy, I'm ready to go.
You're in.
I'm going to have to come back on here and give me, like, a couple weeks, and I'm gonna check out the roster, and I'll come back and give you guys some of the things that I do in these drafts, some of the players I look to target. How about
beautiful.
That?
We're putting you
book
in
it.
Because the Browns need your help.
Yes, they desperately need your help. Can you still play?
Well, tell them to call me. No, I'm not playing anymore, but I still got the football mind. So
all right, good.
All right, fair enough.
Perfect. Maurice Jones-Drew booking himself for a future date. Thank you, Maurice.
No problem.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.